Yon, hi guys, good evening, good evening. No, sorry ah. Pasensya na, medyo late, no? So, nandiyan na ba kayo? Just comment, no? Kung nandiyan na kayo, comment lang kayo dyan. Okay? Yan. Okay, so comment lang kayo kung nan-live kayo, and please do let me know, no? Kung let me know kung nasan kayong lugar, kung nasa Quezon City ba kayo, from Manila, from Makati, no? So, at least para malaman natin. Good evening. Good evening, Ma'am Feli, no? Yan. Good evening, no? Yan. So, okay, please do share this video, no? And para at least before we start, no? Kumbaga, ma-bless nyo rin yung mga kaibigan nyo, yung mga friends nyo, yung mga family members nyo as we go along our with discussion, no? So, I've prepared some notes, no? And kung ano yung mga pwede nating ma-discuss, no? Today. Okay? So, share ko lang sa page natin, no? Share lang natin. Please do share. Comment lang kayo dyan kung nasan kayo. Okay? Para at least mabati natin kayo, no? So, yan. Okay. Hindi pa dyan. From Kidapawan, si Ma'am Feli, si Miss Lorna from Batangas, si Carmen from Bahrain. Wow. Si Miss Jean from Taiwan, si Ferdy from Imus Cavite. Yan. Good evening. Good evening. Can you hear me ba? Can you hear me? Malinaw ba? Can you hear me? Para at least si Ma'am Alexi from Paranaque. Good evening po, Alexi. Narinig niyo ba ako? Kasi sabi nung iba, hindi daw nila ako marinig. Okay. Yan. Yabala. So, okay, from Lucena. Yan. So, yes, Ma'am Jean. No? Good evening from Sir Rodolfo, no? Yan, so share nyo lang itong video at least para before we start, makapasok sila yung mga kaibigan natin. Okay? Yan. Okay, so yan. Sakuragi. No? Si Sakuragi pala, kala ko nasa Japan. Yun pala, nasa UAE. No? Ma'am Rogel, no? Okay. Yan, good evening sa inyo. At least, no, na-meet ko na kayo, nakakilala kayo in person, no? Kumbaga sa kahit sa online, no, na-meet ko kayo. Okay? Good evening, PB. Yan, we'll start in few minutes. Okay? Sir Vince, thank you. First time nyo daw makapinig ng live watching from Bahrain. Hi, sir. Actually, this is my first MoneyWise show, no? So, I want to do it regularly para at least ma-bless, maka-share ako ng knowledge, matulungan ko pa kayo, di ba? Okay, JR from Cavite. Again, so mamaya, later on, we will have a Q&A, but if you have comments, no, inputs, suggestions, no, syempre, I want to learn from you also, no, I want to be this engaging, no, kumbaga, hindi lang ako yung matututo, gusto ko matuto rin, kumbaga, hindi lang kayo matuto, dapat matuto rin ako, so kailangan share nyo rin yung mga nalalaman nyo as we go along with our discussion. Okay? So, yan. Okay, so ang topic natin today, no, is about, okay, money mindset. Okay? So ano ba yung millionaire mindset? Actually, no, I have attended, no, last 2 weeks, no, seminar by T.R.V. Ecker, no, the millionaire mind intensive in SMX, no. And actually na it's been siguro 2011 pa 2012, no, I've been listening to the seminar, so umatenda ko dyan just to refresh myself. And as I go along, no, with my journey dun sa pagiging when I study about money, no, so ito yung mga share ko sa inyo, no, and I hope yan meron kayong matutunan. Okay, so ba't ba importante na magkaroon ng millionaire mind? Okay, first, no, let me share this story to you. Siguro like kung ginagawa tong example, no, sa mga talks ko, no, yung story ni Allen Iverson, no. So ano ba yung story ni Allen Iverson, no? He earned, no, in his NBA lifetime, he earned around $150 million, No, so if you would compute it, no, compute natin. So 150, no, times 50.5 billion pesos. No, but they're included, no. He is included, no, including Mike Tyson, Scottie Pippen. They are included in the top Filipinos at top NBA, no, or professional athletes na na-bankrupt. Okay, so sabi diyan, so si Mike Tyson $400 million ang na-earn niya, no, but right now they are bankrupt, no. Allen Iverson earned 150 million, Scottie Pippen, no, if kilala niyo siya, yung partner ni Michael Jordan, earned, no, 110 million dollars, no. So kukumpiti mo yon, no, yung kay Mike Tyson $400 million, that's around 20 billion pesos, no. So but ano nangyari? Broke. Okay? So ano ibig sabihin nun? It's because they don't have a millionaire mind. Okay? So ganun kaimportante na kahit na gano'ng kalaki yung kitay mo, kahit gano'ng kalaki yung earn mo, if you don't have a millionaire mind, no, kung di talaga, kung nabigla ka lang, no, that's why it's very important, no. Siguro na narinig niyo na 'yon, yung mga lalo na ngayon ang taas ng presyo sa Lotto, 'di ba? So pag tumaya ka sa Lotto ngayon, magkano? 700 million yung presyo. So alam naman natin, no, historically yung mga nananalo sa Lotto, out of minsan 'di ba, yung majority diyan pag nanalo sila after a few years, minsan baon pa sila sa utang. They were better off, mas mabuti pa yung kalagayan nila dati nung hindi sila nanalo, 'di ba? Kesa after nanalo. Bakit? It's because of the mindset. That's why it's very important to have a millionaire mindset. No, kung bigyan ka ngayon ng, sige, sabihin natin, manalo ka ngayon ng 700 billion sa Lotto, anong gagawin mo doon? Do you think you can handle it? No? Do you think na kaya mo siyang palaguin? Okay? So that's why it's very important, again, to have a millionaire mind. No? Mike Tyson, ulitin ko ulit, no? $400 million earned throughout his lifetime. In his whole lifetime, $400 million, that's 20 billion in pesos. Biruin mo, di ba, 1 billion nga lang, di, baka hindi ko pa maubos yun eh, di ba? So, si Mike Tyson, 20 billion pesos, ubos, no? One of the top bankruptcies. Allen Iverson, 150 million or 7.5 billion pesos, ubos din, no. Scottie Pippen ganun din, $110 million, no. And nakakalungkot doon, 60% of NBA players after retiring, after 5 years of retiring, no, ay nababankrupt, nauubos, no. Bakit? Because they don't have a millionaire mind. Nabigla eh, biglang yumaman. That's why it's very important na your income or your wealth should match your mindset. No, that's why you need to invest in your mind. Diba sabi ni Benjamin Franklin, the best investment is yourself. Okay? So, pag yung mindset mo about money mababa, no? Tapos binigyan ka na nanalo ka sa Lotto, 'di ba? Nanalo ka sa Lotto or biglang yaman mo, naging professional player ka, nadiskubre ka, YouTube ka, biglang yaman mo, artista ka or naging player ka, no? Kung ganito lang yung mindset mo about pera, it will always go down to the level, no? So, madideplete pa rin yung pera mo. That's why it's very important na it should go hand by hand, no? As you grow your money, you should grow your mindset, no? Kumbaga, dapat nag-i-invest ka din. Kasi kahit kung ganito lang yung capacity ng mindset mo, ng utak mo, no? About money, ito lang yung kaya niyang i-handle, no? Kahit maglagay ng pera dyan, bigyan ng pera, it will always go down to this level of your mindset. That's why you need to invest in yourself, no? So you should have a millionaire mind. Okay? So again, thank you sa mga nandiyan na, no? Sabi ni Alexi, empowering thoughts, so introduction pa lang yun, no? Sabi niya, work by choice, not by necessity. Tama. Okay? So, kung nandiyan kayo, again, please do share this video at least para mas marami pa tayong mabless, no? And if you have suggestions or comments regarding na topic na discuss ko, i-comment nyo lang dyan sa section below. Okay? So, next, no, yung again, yung mga nanalo sa Lotto. Again, siguro, sana isa sa inyo manalo ngayon 700 million na sa Lotto. So, muna yung gagawin, you have to invest in yourself, no? Kasi, nakakaawa, no, yung isa kilala ko, parang yung isang nanalo sa Lotto, kakilala ng kaibigan ko, no, nagme-message sa kanya ngayon na talagang wala. Yung binigyan niya, yung binalatuhan niya ng kotse nung nanalo sa loto, yung pamangkin niya, ngayon sumasabay na lang siya doon sa pamangkin niya papasok. No, kasi wala na siyang pere. Siya yung nanalo, pero ang ginawa niya, gasta talaga, gastos doon, gastos sa ganyan. No? So, buti na lang yung pamangkin niya mabait, pinapasabay siya, no? Binigyan niyang kotse yung pamangkin niya, no? So, nakakalungkot. Okay, that's why yung mahirap din pag biglang yaman. Lalo na, or pag di mo pinaghirapan, no? Kumbaga, again, kung yung sarili mo, yung psychological or mindset wallet mo is maliit talaga. Kahit gano'ng karaming pera ipasok mo dyan, it will always go down to the level of your mindset. That's why it's very important. Na hindi naman kailangan ng degree yan eh, college degree, or hindi mo kailangan sa school, no? You could, there are so many things, no? You can attend seminars, no? Read about financial literacy books, about investment, about businesses, no? Para mapalago mo pa yung pera mo. Okay, it's your money blueprint, no? Kaya yung tinatawag na T. Harv Eker, no, dun sa seminar na yun, it's the money blueprint. Okay? So imagine, no, I just, one more story, no? Kilala niyo si Donald Trump, no? Si Donald Trump is one of our, si Donald Trump, no, is the president of the United States, no? So before noon, hindi pa siya nasa politika, no? Nasa business siya. Business tycoon, sa real estate, so be specific, no? And one time, no, nabaon siya sa utang. Okay? So, paglabas niya dun sa building niya, nakakita siya ng isang beggar. So, sabi niya dun, no? Kasi negative $300 million yung utang niya, eh. Diba? So, sabi niya, mas mayaman pa sa akin tong beggar na to. Okay? Tinuro niya yung beggar. Sabi niya, mas mayaman ka pa sa akin kasi ako negative $300 million yung utang ko. Pero what happened? No? Siguro, after a few years, siguro nabalitaan niya na turn around niya yung financial life niya, yung mga businesses niya, and naging successful siya. At right now, no, naging presidente siya ng Amerika. Okay? So, because of his mindset. That's why very important again to have a millionaire mindset. So invest in your mind. Okay? So ngayon may tanong ako sa inyo, no, para malaman ko nakikilig kayo, no. So if ever, no, let's say for example, si Henry C, no, or yung kaibigan mo. No, let's say pangalanan na natin si Michael, no. Yung kaibigan mo si Michael, tapos si Henry C. Okay? So si Michael, no, meron na siyang 1 billion company. Meron na siyang 1 billion, kumbaga 1 billion na pera, no? Si Henry C, wala. Okay? So, if you have 1 million or 10 million, sa kanino ka mag-i-invest? Okay? Si Henry C, wala siyang pera, zero. Yung kaibigan mo, meron siyang 1 billion na pera. And you have 10 million or 100 million in cash, no? Papipiliin ka, kanino ka mag-i-invest? Okay? Pili kayo dyan. Okay, sagot kayo. Yung sagot nyo. Dun sa kaibigan mo na si Michael na may 1 billion or dun kay Henry C na walang wala. Okay? So, yan. So, syempre, di ba, alam naman natin, no, dapat kahit na walang wala si Henry C because of his mindset, because of his investment sa utak niya, ito talaga yung tunay na investment, eh. No? So, kahit tanggalan mo yan ng income, kahit tanggalan mo na yung ng asset, no, marami pa rin yan mapuproduce because nandito lahat yon. Okay? So, ganun ka-importante na magkaroon ng money mindset. Tamang money mindset and millionaire mindset. Okay? So, ang daming Henry C. Lahat kayo, no? Si JR. Okay? Si Jay. Vince. Puro Henry C. Si Orlita. Si Sinel. No? Si Romeo. Yan. Puro Henry C. Siyempre, because we know that Henry C. could earn that back, no? And be a billionaire again. Why? It's because of the mindset. So, ganun ka-importante ang magkaroon ng mindset. So, yan. Lahat Henry C., no? Kayo, wala nag-invest dun sa kaibigan nyo na si Michael, ha? So, kayo talaga. So, according, no? So based on my research then, and based on what I learned, no, from different books and the same time from the seminar of that Millionaire Mindset by T. Harv Eker. So ito yung mga beliefs, no, non-supported beliefs about money, no? So ito yung mga dapat nating eliminate, sabi niya. Okay? Una, money doesn't grow on trees. Okay? So di ba yung lagi yung ngayon kung meron kayong papel diyan, no? Sulat mo if you agree or disagree. type mo dyan sa comment section. Okay? So, first natin, first, no, belief. If you agree, lot mo sa papel, type mo dyan sa comment section. First is, money doesn't grow on trees. Do you agree with that or not? Okay? Tulad mo lang dyan. Okay, second, is it selfish? It's selfish to want a lot of money. Selfish ba pag marami kang pera? Okay? So, ibig sabihin, pag marami kang pera, lamot ka. Do you agree or disagree? And third, you have to have money to make money. So sabi dito, kailangan mo daw ng pera ba para magkaroon ka pa ng pera? So do you agree with that? No, it takes money to make money. Okay. Next statement. Again, you can type dyan sa comment section or sulat mo sa papel mo. Okay. Next statement. You have to work hard to make a lot of money. Okay. Yan. Next. Money is the root of all evil. Or money is evil. Yan. Next. So again, write nyo lang dyan, disagree or agree, or sa piece of paper, just tabi mo, sulat mo lang. Next, you can't buy happiness. Okay? Next, the more money you have, the more problems. So ibig sabihin nito, kung marami kang pera, marami ka bang problema rin? Di ba? So, yun. Next, wealth brings pain and misery. Kumbaga, if you have money, no, kumbaga, lagi natin thinking pag mayaman ka, di ba, ang dami mong sakit, ang dami mong problema, no, malungkot ka, no? Do you agree with that or not? Okay? So next, I don't have what it takes to make a lot of money. So, kumbaga, you don't believe yourself na hindi mo kaya magkaroon ng maraming pera. So, I don't have what it takes to make a lot of money. Do you agree with that? No? So, hindi ka naniniwala sa sarili mo na kaya mo magkaroon ng maraming pera. Okay, next. I can make money, but I can't hold on to it. Kumbaga, you can make money, you can earn money, pero hindi mo siya mahawakan na maigi. Laging nauubos, laging na wala kang matabi, no? So, you agree with that? Again, sulat mo sa papel dyan or type sa comment section. Next statement. It's more happy or it's more enlightened to be poor than rich. Okay? So, mas tingin mo ba, nag-agree ka ba na mas masaya na mahirap kaysa sa mayaman? Do you agree with that? Okay? Yan. Naniniwala ka rin ba? No? Next statement, no? Rich people are greedy and corrupt. No? Do you believe in that? Okay? So next statement naman, more people will make you less spiritual or pure. So ibig sabihin, more money pala rather, will make you less spiritual or pure. So ibig sabihin ba, pag marami kang pera, it will be less you spiritual or kumbaga mas lalayo ka ba kay God kung mas marami kang pera? Do you believe in that? You agree? Or do you agree with that or you disagree? Yan. Puro disagree nakikita ko, ha? Sa mga, sige, sagot kayo lang. Binabasa ko lahat ng sagot nyo. No? So, yan. So, sabi rito, getting rich takes too much work and struggle. Do you agree with that? No? Pag umamang ka ba, ang daming trabaho, ang daming struggle. Okay? Do you agree or not? So, next. Getting rich is a matter of luck or fate. Kumbaga, naniniwala ka ba na ang pagyaman ay base sa tadhana, no? At wala kang magagawa doon at base lang siya sa swerte, no? Do you agree with that? Getting rich is a matter of luck or fate? So, para pag nanalo ka sa loto, doon ka lang ngayaman. Di ba? So, next. If I have a lot of money, someone else will have less. No? Naniniwala ka ba doon na pag mayroong kang pera, iniisip mo na mayroong tao na nabawasan ng pera dahil meron kang pera. Naniniwala ka ba doon? Na pag pag na-bless ka, pero may parang iniisip mo na may ibang taong na hindi na-bless dahil sa iyo. Okay? Naman. Next statement, no? Again, you can write in your paper. Sulat mo dyan if you agree or disagree and then o kaya dyan sa comment section para mabasa ko. Money is not really important. Do you agree with that? Naniniwala ka ba na ang pera ay hindi importante? Okay? Okay. Yun. Next statement, I'm not smart or intelligent enough to get rich. Okay? So, naniniwala ka ba na hindi ka smart or matalino para yumaman? Kumbaga, again, same with the other statement, no? Kumbaga, hindi mo deserve na yumaman. Okay? Next statement, sa yung may edad na, no? I'm too old to get rich. Sobrang may edad ka na ba, no? Para maging hindi mayaman, okay? So next, as a woman, it's much more difficult to get rich. So sa iba, no, based nga sa study, yung mga babae minsan, feeling nila, no, mas mahirap maging mayaman pag babae ka. Okay? So do you agree with that? As a woman, it's much more difficult to get rich. Do you agree or disagree? Next statement. Okay? I don't enjoy managing money. So pag may pera ka ba, na-stress ka, no, na hindi mo alam kung saan mo dadalhin or anything, no? Or do you enjoy managing your money? Do you agree with the statement or disagree? I don't enjoy managing money. Okay? Next, I don't have time to manage money. So ibig sabihin, kahit may pera ka, wala kang oras para i-manage ito, wala kang panahon para pag-aralan yung pera. Okay? Okay? And the last statement, no, if you would agree or disagree for this money beliefs, no, this is a test for you and for me, no, para at least malaman natin kung ano pa talaga yung money belief natin. Okay? So, last statement, if I become rich, that's great. If not, that's fine too. So, naniniwala ka ba na pag yumaman ka, okay lang? Pag hindi, okay lang din. No? So, kumbaga parang kahit ano, no, okay lang ba sa yon? Do you agree with that? Na okay lang kahit ano, mayaman o hindi. Okay? So, again, balikan natin, no? And mostly some of you, no? Sabi ni Jeneline, I enjoy managing money. Sabi ni Epi, I enjoy managing money rin. Most of you disagree yung sagot, di ba? So, si Roms naman, ang sabi niya, money is important, therefore it should be studied. Okay? Yan. So, balikan natin, no? And tingnan natin, ito yung mga opinion ko naman doon. And based din sa pag-aralan ko, no, ito yung mga opinion nila doon. So money doesn't grow on trees. Somehow, if you build system, it could grow, no? Kumbaga, it automatically can reproduce, no? Especially, not literally naman na tutubo yan sa, di ba, sa mga puno. But specifically, if you invest your money, if you make businesses that, and in investment that gives income to you, somehow, di ba, it could grow automatically. Okay? So, this is the non-supportive beliefs, no? We should all eliminate this. These things, no? So, sabi dito, it's selfish to want a lot of money. Second belief, no? Of course, hindi naman, no? Pag if you want money, hindi naman ibig sabihin selfish ka. Okay? So, hindi naman ganun. Pangit din naman yun. Okay? Yan. So, if you have a lot of money, hindi naman automatic selfish ka agad. It's just because you have given so much value to the community that the community is willing to pay for you. That's why marami ka talagang income, di ba? So that's why kung nakita nyo sila, Henry C, di ba, built many malls that serve Filipinos, no? So ibig sabihin nun, talagang marami siyang pera, not because he is selfish, it's because malaki yung value na binigay niya sa tao. So think of that, no? So hindi gusto mong kumbaga magkakaroon ka naman na yung pera, not because you're gonna be selfish. It's because you want to bring more value. Okay? That's very important, ha? That's very important. Next statement, di ba? You have to have money to make money. Again, we disagree with this because to make money, of course, you need somehow small capital or capital. Minsan, di ba, hindi na kailangan ng capital. Laway lang ang puhunan. So, depende yan. You have to be smart lang. No? You have to be madiskarte to create money. Okay? You have to work too hard to make a lot of money. So, ibig sabihin yan, you have to work too hard. Hindi po. You just have to work smart. No? You don't have to work hard. No, syempre, we need to take care of our body, no? But you have to work smart to make a lot of money. Okay? It's very important. Work smart. Okay? Sabi rito, money is the root of all evil. Money is evil. We disagree because we believe, di ba? Tinuturo din yan, nila Brother Bo, nila yung mga preachers natin na it's not money, no? It's the love of money. Okay? Money only magnifies you. Kung masama kang tao, kung magkaroon ka ng maraming pera, gagawa ka pa rin ng masama. Kung mabuti kang tao talaga at magkaroon ka ng maraming pera, gagawa ka ng mabuti. It only magnifies who you are, no? The love of money is the root of all evil. Okay? Okay. So, sabi rito, you can buy happiness, no? Sabi niya, kung mayaman ka. Okay? Again, we disagree, no? Somehow money could help you. Diba? Alam naman natin yun. No, pag nagkasakit ka, yes, masaya kayo. Paano pag nagkasakit ka? Kailangan mo pa rin ng pera. Diba? You cannot buy happiness, yes, but it's somehow money could help it achieve happiness. Okay? So, ganun ka-importante yun. And of course, sabi rito, the more money you have, the more problems you have. Okay? So, we disagree because if you have more money, you have more options, you have more solutions for your problems. No? Problems naman, nandyan talaga yan eh, kahit wala kang pera eh. Di ba? So, if you have more money, you have more options. Okay? So, wealth brings pain and misery. No? So, we disagree with the statement, no? Wealth can bring happiness. We always believe that. Of course, it's up to the person, no? Kung paano niya gagamitin. Okay? So, let's read some comments here. Sabi ni Ed, for me, money is not the root of all evil. It becomes evil only if you use it the wrong way. Yes? So, money is a tool, no, sir? Yan. Gemma, intellectual capital. Yes, you don't need money talaga to make money. You can have intellectual capital. Tama, Gemma. Sabi ni Rosemary, money is an important because it helps you to achieve your dreams, but it should also be used to show your gratitude to God by sharing your blessing to others. Tama po yan. Yes, sabi ni Epi, masaya din makatulong sa iba. And of course, sabi ni Alexi, the more money you have, the more you can share. Tama po yun. Okay? Sabi ni Alexi dito, if you think money is important, you simply won't have any. Okay? So, next tayo doon sa mga statements na kumbaga non-supportive beliefs, no, na kailangan nating eliminate. Okay? So, baka nag-agree kayo doon kanina, baka meron kayong isang statement na nag-agree, dapat lahat po yun mag-disagree kayo. Okay? So, next statement, I don't have what it takes to make a lot of money. So, iba, hindi ko deserve na magkaroon ng pera. Wag po ganon. You deserve the best. You're, di ba, sa spiritual side, lagi natin nasabi, you're children of God. You deserve the best. No? So, you have what it takes to make a lot of money. No? Hindi po basihan yung college degree, hindi basihan kung ano sabihin sa ina ibang tao. Nasa iyo lang po yun. No? Listen to yourself. No? No, don't ignore what people say, what your school will say. No, you have what it takes to make a lot of money. Okay, you just have to believe in yourself. Okay, and of course, I can make money, but I can hold onto it. So, sabi ng iba, ganun, no? Hindi, I can make money, but hindi ko sila mahawakan. So, you need financial education. You need financial literacy. Okay, and you need to change your mindset para mahawakan mo yung pera mo. Sabi ni iba, it's more enlightened and happy to be poor than rich. Again, I beg to disagree. No, it's better to have problems na mayaman ka kesa naman may problema ka na mahirap ka. Okay? So, you can choose. So, again, it's happy. Of course, happiness not dependent on things alone. No? Wealth can be also be family, relationships. No? So, yun yung mas importante. But again, money could help. Diba? Alam naman natin yan. Let's face the reality. Okay? So, getting rich takes too much work and struggle. Again, you could work smart. Getting rich is a matter of lack of faith. Again, I believe that we create our future, no? Depende yan, nasa atin yan, kung magiging mayaman tayo. Okay? So, we create our own future. Okay? Sabi ni Alexa dito, rich people think big, poor people think small. Tama po yan. Okay? I'm too old to get rich. No, sabi ng isang statement dito. Again, we disagree. Look at Colonel Sanders of KFC, Henry C. and everything. No? Colonel Sanders, age 60 yata, tsaka nilang discover yung KFC, di ba? So, you're not too old. Again, matagal pa tayo mabubuhay. No? So, siguro, pwedeng tuwagin na tayo agad, pero what if you live too long? Okay? So, you should be somehow rich, no? Mas mabuti na yung umiiyak yung mga kamag-anak mo pag nawala ka na somehow masaya sila kasi nga lahat na lahat, pati yung panggastos sa hospital mo, na-cover mo na lahat, no? Pati doon sa ano. Okay? So, iba pag namatay ka, minsan masakit pa sa ulo, di ba? Kasi nga walang pangbayad. So, mas maganda pa rin, i-prepared ka. Okay? Sabi ng iba, as a woman, it's much more difficult to get rich. Again, especially right now with the age, digital age ngayon, anong gender ka, anong classification mo, kahit saan ka pinanganak, no? With the digital age right now, lahat equal na yan, no? You could make money anywhere, whoever you are, no? Especially if you will have an online business, no? Anywhere kaya yan. Okay? Sabi ni iba, I don't have time to manage money. Okay, so maybe the money is not your priority, but at the end of the day, you know, you deal with money, you know, every day, you know, so you have to manage it, you have to find time, or else if you don't manage money, money will manage you. So ano ibig sabihin nun, no? So, yung pera, saan gusto pumunta niyan, lagi sa SM, so, di ba? Mawawala lagi sa iyo yan kasi hindi mo siya minamanage, no? So, pag ganun, maubos ang alagi ng pera. So, you must devote time. Okay? If I become rich, that's great. If not, that's fine too. Okay, so iba gusto, either kahit mayaman sila, bahala na, no? But again, hindi pwede pong ganun. So, you have to deliberately want to be rich. You have to decide for yourself na gusto mong yumaman. Okay? Hindi yung parents mo, hindi yung kapatid mo, hindi yung asawa mo, or anyone. Dapat ikaw sa sarili mo, you have to decide that you want to become rich. Okay? So, here's a list of supportive money beliefs na nakuha natin. So, ito yung mga di-discuss natin in our next section of discussion. Okay? So, sabi ni Alex dito, we must not allow our fear-based ego self to rule us. Yes. No? So, sabi nga nila is fear. Ang meaning ng fear is false enemy appearing real. So, hindi po totoo yung fear na yan. No? So, just go... No? Gawin lang natin yan. Rich people focus in opportunities, poor people focus on obstacles. Okay? So guys, no, comment din kayo dyan. So if you have some comments, suggestions, discussion natin, I want to learn from you also, no? Baka may mas great inputs kayo, nice inputs kayo dyan. Okay? So again, here are the list of supportive money beliefs, no? I am an excellent money manager. So lagi dapat mo yan, no? So yan yung paniniwala mo na you are an excellent money manager. So, pwede mo itong gawing declaration, no? Sabi mo lagi, I'm an excellent money manager, no? Next, I manage my money every day. So, you have to manage your money every day. No? Sabi nga nila, mas marami pa yung word na money kaysa compared to other words sa Bible, no? So, ganun ka importante. Okay, yung pera. So you have to manage your money every day, no? Pagising mo, pambili mo ng pagkain, pamasahe mo, panggas mo, pambayad mo sa kuryente, involves money, so you have to manage it. Okay? Next statement, I'm financially free. I work because I choose to, not because I have to. Okay? So ito yung magiging declaration mo. I'm financially free. I work because I choose to, not because I have to. Okay? Next statement, my money works hard for me. Okay? So ito yung mga supporting belief. So sana dumating sa point na yung pera mo, no? Mag-work para sa'yo. And there are three stages of financial life, no? Working for money plus some money working for you. And the third stage of financial life is money working for you. Okay? So, sagutin nyo nga dyan sa comment section kung nandyan kayo, kung nandyan pa kayo. So, anong stage na kayo ng inyong financial life? Okay? First stage again. Yan. Yan. So, first stage, you're working for money. Second stage, you're working and somehow you are investing na to make money work for you, or you have a business that your money works for you. And the third stage, hindi ka na nagtatrabaho, no? The final stage of your financial life, hindi ka na nagtatrabaho, no? And your money, your business is working for you. So, anong stage ka na dyan? Okay? Can you comment sa section kung anong stage ka na dyan? Wow, si Sir Aga, last stage na siya. Money working for him. Yan. Sabi ni Romeo, another definition of fear is face everything and rise. Yun, ganda nun, sir. Face everything and rise. Okay. Sabi ni Lornia, having just enough is selfish. How can you share to others if you only have is enough for you? Tama po yan, Miss Lorna. No? So sabi nga ng iba, okay na ako sa trabaho ko. Ayoko na magkaroon ng extra income. Ayoko na magtumaas yung sweldo ko. Okay na ako. Pero actually, that's selfish. Eh. It's not being humble. Eh. Di ba? Kasi if you think of your family, your friends na gusto mong tulungan, or the community na gusto mong tulungan, no, you will not stop. You will not be contented because you want to grow your wealth, earn as much as you can so that you could help as much as you can. Okay? So, iba, second stage, investing stage, money work for me, yan. Yan, sabi ni Lorna, I'm an excellent money manager. Yun, sabi niya, puro second stage, no? Si Miss Aileen, si Miss Pat, yan, si Miss Charlene, newbie only, si Lot, si Angeline, first stage, si Legel, second stage, Maricel, money works for me. Wow, congratulations, ma'am. Yan, second stage, yan, si Ferdy, first stage, okay. Thank you, no? So, next statement. I create my life. I create the exact amount of my financial success. So, these are empowering beliefs. So, you can read this one. Sulat nyo to, ha? Sulat nyo to, tapos basahin nyo to every day. Okay? Basahin nyo para ma-empower kayo every day. So, it doesn't have to be ito na yung ngayon, no? Again, it doesn't have to be ngayon, no? Pero pag nangyari yon, yung time na yon, ready na yung mindset mo. Again, kaninang discussion natin sa first part, no? Pag manalo ka sa loto, pero yung money mindset mo ito lang, ang laki agad ng pera mo, 700 million jackpot ngayon. Ano nangyayari sa mga usual na nalo sa loto? Bumabalik dun sa money mindset nila. Which is, okay na sila sa 100,000, sa 50,000, di ba? So, anong nangyayari? Bumabalance yun. Di ba sabi nga natin, it should go hand in hand. As you grow your wealth, you should grow your mindset, no? Para pag in case, no, magtugma sila, walang hindi mawawala sa iyo yung wealth mo. Okay? So this supportive money beliefs, no, kailangan i-exercise mo na yung sarili mo para mag-grow mo na yung mindset mo, para pag dumating yung time na talagang okay ka na, no, talagang nandiyan na yung pera, literally nasa iyo na, okay na yung mindset mo. Okay? So again, I'm an excellent money manager. I manage my money every day. I'm financially free. I work because I choose to, not because I have to. My money works hard for me. I create my life. I create the exact amount of my financial success. Okay? Next statement. Again, pwede niyo isulat to. Money is a source of fun and enjoyment. Okay? So, Ito yung mga empowering beliefs, no? I admire and model the rich and successful people. Okay? I get rich doing what I love, no? My capacity to earn, hold, and grow money expands day by day. Okay? Life and money begins at the end of my comfort zone. Okay? These are the empowering beliefs. So you could read this before you go to sleep or pagising mo sa umaga. The more money I have, the more I can give. These are very empowering beliefs, no? So it will, somehow yung mga belief mo na negative na beliefs na kanina sinabi natin sa first part, no? Mawala siya. Okay? I'm an excellent money manager. I manage my money every day. I'm financially free. I work because I choose, not because I have to. My money works hard for me. I create my life. I create the exact amount of money of my financial success. My money is a source of fun and enjoyment. I admire and model the rich and the successful people. I get rich doing what I love. I'm truly grateful for all the money I have now. My capacity to earn, hold, and grow money expands day by day. Okay? Life and money begins the end of the comfort zone. The more money I have, the more I can give. Okay? So, yan. So, sabi dito, yan, si Sakuragi, second stage for the first stage. Declaration and visualization works best. So, yan. Declaration, di ba? Yung The Secret na movie, di ba? So, hey, sir. Yan. Yan siya. So, here are the 10 tips, no? Here are the 10 tips to develop a millionaire mindset. Okay? Again, my first tip is for you to declare every day. Yung nga, affirmations, no? These are, yung kanina sinabi ko sa inyo, pwede nyo ulitin yun, pwede nyo isulat yun. Tapos gawin yung affirmations, no? So every day, I practice the success principles that are based on universal law. So, kumbaga, these are universal laws na, di ba, kung napanood yung The Secret, kung nabasa niyo yung libro ni T.R.V. Eker na Secrets of the Millionaire Mind. So, these are, tsaka yung Think and Grow Rich, di ba, ni Napoleon Hill. No? So, these are affirmations every day para yung belief mo, ma-practice mo siya, ma-change mo yung money, belief mo into positive. Okay? So, I have everything I need to take anything I want. So, these are the sample affirmations. No? So, I'm now using my gift or core genius to create unlimited prosperity. I now have enough money to buy anything I need or want. I see opportunities for enriching others and myself everywhere I look. I have the ability to accumulate wealth, people, resources, and capital to support all my goals. I consistently take actions and I need to increase my wealth. Okay? And last affirmation na pwede ibigay sa inyo is I constantly find abundance and prosperity everywhere I look. So ito yung mga pagising mo sa umaga, gawin mo, ano, you say these positive things to yourself just to, you know, reinforce your beliefs, no? Para at least yun nga, pag dumating yung time na you're ready, talagang okay na, is magmamatch yung money mindset mo with your actual wealth. Okay? So second, have vision, no? Importante na meron kang vision, no? Ano ba yung gusto mo? Ano what? How can you define prosperity? Okay? Have a vision for yourself. Ano ba yung kaya kanina sabi ni 'di ba sabi ni Alexi, declaration and visualization works best. So you have to visualize yourself. Ano ba yung how can you consider yourself? Anong position mo ngayon, right now, na masasabi mo na you're wealthy and fulfilled, no? So you have to visualize it every day. So kanina tama si Alexi, no, na declarations and visions. So that's my first and second tip. Third is love what you do. Okay? Love what you do, no? Find, kumbaga, kung hindi ka ba nag-earn masyado dyan sa ginagawa mong gusto mo, okay lang yun. Basta keep, be persistent, no? Be patient, no? Love what you do. And somehow, if you love what you do, you will work hard, you will not quit, no? And you will be successful in that field. And again, money will follow. Okay? So sinasabi na iba, ang ginagawa ko naman yung gusto ko pero hindi na ako kumikita. So, di kasi ako naniniwala dun eh. If you love what you do, you will never quit. Okay? You will never accept defeat because you love what you do and you believe in that. Okay? Okay, fourth. Action. Do not trust luck. So ibig sabihin noon, you need to take action. Okay yung visualization, no? Okay yung nag-ano ka, declare ka, affirmations every day, but at the end of the day, 'di ba? You need to take action. So you don't want to trust luck or fate talaga. You just have to create. Sabi nga nila, the best way to predict your future is to create it. You have to take action. So, fifth tip ko sa inyo to have a millionaire mindset. Fifth is be with like-minded people. It's very important. Sabi nga nila, the average income of, kung ano yung income mo ngayon, no, is the average income of the five closest friend of yours. No, kung sino yung lagi mong kasama na limang tao, isulat mo yung income nila, monthly income nila, i-divide mo sa lima, yung average nun, kunin mo, yun yung income mo. No? So, ganun ka-powerful ang community or ng group mo because it will help you, kumbaga yung mindset mo. No? If you want to earn 1 million a month, no? Maging mentee ka ng kumikita ng 1 million a month, no? Hindi pwedeng makinig ka sa tao na kumikita ng 50,000 and telling you to earn 1 million a month. Doesn't work that way. So you must find mentors or community na talagang so-support sa goal mo or kumbaga nagawa na yung goal na gusto mong gawin. Okay? So ganun ka-importante. So be with like-minded people, be with positive people, and be with people na talagang magpupush sa'yo to take action. So that's my fifth tip. So sixth naman, may tinatawag tayong isa sa mga natutunan ko sa isang mentor ko is the 1% growth rule, no? So ano ibig sabihin ng 1% na yan? So 1% means you grow, no? Yourself, anything that you want to grow, your financial life, relationship, your health, no? You grow 1% every day, one at a time, 1% at a time. Okay? So iba kasi gusto 30% in 2 months, 30%, 50% in a year, no? Usually it doesn't work eh. Why? Minsan masyado kang na-overwhelm, di ba? Ang laki, ganyan, ang laki ng return, tapos ang tagal, tinatamad ka. Why don't you take slowly but surely 1% rule? 1% every day, no? Let's say if you want to grow your wealth, let's say you have 1,000 or 100,000 in savings, 1% every day, 1,000 next 1%, kinabukas at 1,001 pesos na yun. I mean 1,000 plus 1%, no? Magkano ba yung 1% nun? 100,000 times 1%, so 1,000. So bukas 100,000 na siya. Okay, and then another 1%, no? Slowly but surely, that's the 1% growth rule. So if you're losing weight naman, kung gusto mong pumayat, no, kung gusto mong maging healthy, you can always use that rule, no? 1% rule. Okay? So next is the next tip na sasabihin ko sa inyo is 7 tip naman. In pampito na to, it's the Pareto principle. So siguro alam niyo, no, 80-20 rule, no? It applies to everything. Yan yung ina-apply ko sa health ko, sa finances ko, sa habits ko. It's the 80-20 rule. So it came from Pareto, no? I forgot his first name, but it's the Pareto principle. So ano ibig sabihin ng 80-20 rule? You can search just sa Google, no? Ang ibig sabihin noon, no, mostly yung success natin, yung 80% ng success natin, no, is attributable to the 20% of a thing or an action. Kumbaga ganun lagi, no? So 80-20. Okay? So kumbaga yung 80% ng income mo usually sa 20% ng gagaling yan ng effort mo or ng isang trabaho mo. Okay, that's usually ano daw yun eh, kumbaga laging nangyayari daw yun. Like for example, like you're for the company, no? 100,000 yung kita ng company mo, no? So ibig sabihin daw noon, 80% ng 100,000, which is 80,000, is attributable to the 20% of your activities as a company. Okay? So, ano matutulong ng Pareto principle na to? Ibig sabihin, focus on that 20%, no? Kasi siya yung nag-attribute nung 80% ng income ng buong company mo. See? Okay? So, it's the same principle I apply dun sa health ko, ano, 80% so 80% diet, 20% exercise. So, nagpo-focus ako dun sa diet rather than exercise. Okay? So, sabi nga nila, mas importante yung diet. So, 80-20, 80% diet, 20% exercise. Same thing with investing, no? 80% consistency, discipline, and 20% the knowledge. Kumbaga, hindi importante kung gaano ka katalino mag-invest, kung alam mo yung mga stocks, anything. It's about doing it consistently. Because 80% of the success is because you have discipline and doing it consistently. Okay? So, sinabi rin niya nila T. Harv Eker, no, maraming nila Dave Ramsey, no? To be successful in your financial life, no, 80% discipline and 80% consistency than 20% knowledge. So hindi kailangan masyadong alam. You just have to do it consistently. So again, that's 80-20 rule. You can apply it in your other way of life, no? And of course, a tip na pwede kong mabigay sa inyo is don't spend time or money. Invest it. Okay? So if you possible, no, mag-invest ka. Invest mo yung time mo. So how can you invest your time? Read books, attend seminars, spend time with family. Huwag mo siyang kunsan-san mo lang ini-invest. 'Di ba? Nakakalungkot kasi palaki ng palaki yung ini-spend natin sa social media, no? Instead of us learning sa books, seminars or sa time natin with our family. Okay? So invest time, invest your money. Don't spend your money, invest your money, invest your time. Okay? That's the 8th tip na I could give you. Okay? So, 9th, never stop learning. No? Read, and read. Okay? So, when you stop learning, you stop growing, no? You started to die. You're starting to die, no? So, you have to learn, no? There's no, kumbaga, the world changes very rapidly nowadays. No, you have to learn, you have to cope up. No, never stop learning. Read books, attend seminars, very important. Okay? So, read, watch, attend seminars. Okay? Take courses. So, that's my 9th tip. Never stop learning. Again, when you stop learning, you stop growing. Okay? Of course, the last one is give back. You have to give back. Okay? So, to have a millionaire mind, and I believe that true millionaires are the people that who give back. Sino talaga yung, kasi ako, hindi ako niniwala na yung madamo tas mayaman. Hindi ako niniwala na milyonaryo. Kasi yung mga nakikilala ko, totoong milyonaryo, yung mga simple, tapos talagang sila yung mga nagbibigay. No? Sila yung mapagbigay talaga. These are true millionaires. Okay? So, basically yon. Again, first, no, recap ko lang, declare everyday affirmations, no? Again, these are very important affirmations every day, morning, kung gusto nyo, or pag bago matulog. Second, have vision, visualization, no? Visualize mo kung ano yung gusto mo. Imaginein mo na, no, yung family mo, yung kung ano sitwasyon na sobrang masaya ka. Okay, third, love what you do. Okay, find it, love it, do it. Okay, fourth, action. You have to take action. At the end of the day, you have to take action. You will never know it will work. You will never know it will fail if you don't take action. Okay? Fifth, be like with minded people. Choose your friends deliberately. Piliin mo yung mga kaibigan mo. Again, yung mga negative mong kaibigan, okay lang yun. Love them. Be with them. No, but you must find other circle na pwede mong samahan din naman. Kumbaga, ito na yung magiging maladas mong kasama. Yung mga previous friends mo, of course, you have to love them pa then be with them. But of course, deliberately spend more time with these people that supports you and kung ano talaga yung goal mo sa buhay. Okay? Again, the 6th tip, 1% growth rule. 7th, Pareto principle, the 80-20 rule. Don't 8th tip, don't spend, invest, and don't spend time or spend money. Instead, invest it. Okay? Invest time, invest money. 9th, never stop learning. No, learning never stops. And then, give back. So you have to give back at the end of the day, practice giving. Okay? Okay, kahit ngayon, wala ka pa dun sa point na marami kang pera, you have to practice giving. Okay? Tama. Tama, Joey. The more you learn, the more you earn. So if you have questions and comments, no, para at least matapos na natin is, yan. So, yun, sabi ni Sol Manguera. Salamat po, sir, sa lahat ng learnings. Jackpot tonight sa Lotto, 774 million, no? No winners pa din. Oo nga eh. So sana yung manalo niyan, no? Alam niya kung saan niya dadalhin, no? Kasi ang hirap kasi yun nga, biglang daing pera, hindi alam, mauubos at mauubos din yan. Okay? Sabi ni Maricel, thank you for your inspiring learning. Thank you, ma'am. So if you have questions, guys, this is the right time to comment your question. Lagay niyo lang sa comment section para masagot natin, mabasa natin. And salamat din and congratulations, no? Congratulations for being here, no? Kasi maraming temptation dyan. Sa club kayo or mag-inom kayo or mag-lakwatsa, manood ng teleserye. But you're here learning and I want to learn from you also, no? So, and I hope to see you in our episode 2, no? Watch out for that. So, hindi mo pa na-follow yung page ko, no? Coach Lorenz Dionisio, please do follow this page para ma-notify ka on our next show, no? And please do share this video para may replay naman to para ma-share at mapanood ng ibang tao para ma-bless din sila. Okay? Kasi alam na may kasabihan nga tayo na pag ikaw lang yumaman doon sa mga circle of friends mo, ikaw lang ang laging uutangan. So you have to share the learnings, you have to share the process, lahat, no? So mas maganda, mas masaya, mas marami kayong yayaman. Okay? So mas para mas marami pa kayong matulungan. Kasi again, pag ikaw lang yumaman, ikaw lang ang uutangan. Okay? So again, please do like my page para at least next time pag nag-live tayo, ma-notify ka na naka-live tayo. Ken, thank you. Mark Allen Menchas, thank you very much. Alexi, thank you so much for your comments, no? Very active. Thank you so much. And I hope you teach other people too. And pina-flash ko yung mga comments mo para at least mabasa rin na iba, matuto rin sila from you. Thank you, Alexi Marie. Thank you, sir. Dami ko nalaman sa'yo. Cruise ship ako nag-work. Ay, no? So, San Cruz ka, sir? So, gusto ko mag-cruise din, no? Same time. So, thank you, Joshua. I hope ma-meet kita sa cruise din. Thank you. Thank you. Sir Joey, mentor me, sir. Sure, sir. Just message me if anything I could help you. Just message me on this page para masagot ko yung mga questions mo. Sumasagot naman ako dyan. Binabasa ko lahat ng comments nyo and messages nyo. Okay, Sir Vince, thanks po, Sir Knowledge. It's my pleasure to serving you. It's my pleasure ma-share ko sa inyo kasi the best, sabi nga nila, the best way to learn is to teach it, di ba? Learn from it also. Kumbaga, kailangan kong ma-pressure na i-apply din yan at matuto sa sarili ko. Okay? So, ayan. Ah, Romeo, paingi ako ng copy ng Money Empowering Affirmation. Sige, sir, message nyo ako or again, you can replay this video and type every affirmation na sinabi ko. Okay? Alexi, tama. We live in a world of abundance. Tama po yun. Abundance mindset versus scarcity mindset. Yeah. Thank you, Ms. Maricel de San Andres. Okay. Yes, sir. Sabi ni Sir Rod, nahuli nga lang. Okay lang, sir. May replay naman. So, after I end this video, after we finish, no, magkakaroon siya ng replay. Okay? Delore, need ko din po ang mag-mentor sa akin. So, marami naman mentors. No, merong tinatag tayong mga virtual mentors. No, like ako, ito yung mga virtual mentors ko. Marami. Sila TR Becker, no, sila. Marami. Marami akong fina-follow ng virtual mentors, no? So, I follow their teachings. And then, at the same time, may mga book mentors tayo. So, nakita niyo yung mga books ko sa likod, no? So, these are my mentors. So, yung nakakasama, medyo mahirap kasi maghanap talaga ng one-on-one na tututok sa'yo. What I suggest is you offer your service to that mentor talaga na gusto nyo. And offer your free service para at least, no? Kahit na hindi ka mabayaran, you're getting paid by education. or experience. Okay? Sabi ni Alexi, sir, ano po marirecommend yung books? About what? Okay? So, maraming books eh. Okay. Thank you, sir. Sabi ni Balaw, thank you for your knowledge. Thank you din po. Happy weekend sa inyo. Thank you so much. Sabi ni Joey, you know, I know have all the pillars of mentor. You don't need me, but one thing sure is I need you. I need you to be my mentor. Yes, sir. I'm here. You just always message me. If you need anything, I could guide you. Can I have a copy of Money Empowering Affirmation, please? Again, you can message me. I can send it to you. And or you can replay this video para at least mas maganda. Sulat mo talaga. Ako, sinulat ko lahat ng empowering statements, no? Affirmations ko. For a better financial mindset for beginners, books, no? T.R.V. Ecker, no? Secrets of the Millionaire Mind, Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. Of course, yung mga books ni Robert Kiyosaki, David Back, no, Dave Ramsey. These are the good financial mentors, no, yung mga libro nila. Okay? Sabi ni Joey, who are your mentors? Depende sa field, sir. So, let's say for my health, I have a doctor mentor, yung friend ko. For my financial and spiritual, si Brother Bo, no? Brother Bo Sanchez. But marami rin, marami rin. Kasi nga, marami rin may mga virtual mentors din, no? Yan. Pero regularly, yung nakakausap ko, ganyan. Kumbaga, sa email, and minsan nakita, yan, sila Brother Bo, yung sa Truly Rich Club mentors namin, sa business, sila Sir Rex Mendoza, yun. Dean Pax, Edward Lee. So sabi, I saw a lot of Tim Ferriss book at your back. Yan, okay din yan, si Tim Ferriss, no? Sito pala. So, Tools of Titan, Tribe of Mentors. Okay, these are good books too. Okay? Thank you, Jen. Thank you, Ma'am Feli. It's never too late, Ma'am Feli. Habol lang ng habol. Okay. I hope na makita ko kayo sa next video. And right now, if you're my subscriber, no, in my page, no, and in my email list, no, I sent a survey, no, about money problems, no, kung ano yung mga usual na money problems nyo. And currently, I'm creating a free video course, no, that's three videos siya, training series, that's for free, na makatulong sa inyo. Kasi na ang dami nagme-message sa akin nung nag-survey ako doon, then nakinabasa ko din na common talaga na problema is saving money and getting out of debt, no? That's the basic eh. It's not really investing eh. Ang problema talaga is ang daming utang at talagang hindi sila makapag-ipon. So yun yung gagawin kong training, free training video series. So sinushoot ko na siya ngayon. That's for free. That's 3-part. And abangan niyo 'yon, no? Abangan yun. So make sure na mag-subscribe kayo sa page na to or message me on this page. At the same time, you can go to my blog, pinoyfinancialplanning.com, and subscribe to my blog para at least pag na-release ko na yung free training video na yun, makuha niyo siya agad. At the same time, yun nga, we will have an episode 2. So if you have a suggestion for a topic, no, kung majority wins, kung marami mag-suggest ng topic na to, ito yung i-discuss ko sa inyo in our next week video show, no, episode 2 ng Money Wise. Okay? So may mga questions pa dyan. Thank you, Angeline. So I have around, I surveyed siguro mga 400 to 500 yung sumagot, no, sa survey na yon, and kinukulate ko pa siya para at least pag gumawa ko nung, pag finalize ko yung video training na yon, tatlong video training, is matulungan ko lahat, masagot ko lahat ng problems nila. Okay? So, okay. Thank you. Thank you. Please wait for that, Miss Angeline. Please wait for that. Yan. Thank you very much. Alexi, for the investments, kung anong investment yung nararapat para sa'yo, depende sa goal mo. I always ask, if lagi akong tinatanong, Sir Laurent, Coach Laurent, ano bang investment na maganda para sa akin? Depende po sa goal mo. Again, if it's short term, syempre, I wouldn't advise you sa stock market, no? Dapat pag short term ka, 1 to 2 years, dapat sa time deposit lang yan o sa money market. And then pag 3 to 5 years, sa bond fund lang yan. Bond fund na mutual fund. Pag 6 to 8 years, usually that's balance fund, no? Pag 8 years or 10 years pataas, usually sa mutual fund na sa stock market yan. And sa stock market, again, you can invest two ways. You go directly, buy shares of companies or through mutual fund. Okay? So basically, that's my criteria. Okay? Depende sa goal mo kung saan mag-i-invest. Hi, Coach. Good evening. Ano magandang book for successful selling? Successful selling, Zig Ziglar, mga book sa Zig Ziglar. Selling online ba or selling one-on-one? So, pag online selling, kila Russell Brunson, no? Kila Evan Pagan. Pag one-on-one, yan sila Zig Ziglar. Okay? Sabi ni Jen, Coach Lauren, ang daming tao, maraming credit card debt. Yes, totoo po yan. So, nabasa ko na yung ibang questions, no? Nabasa ko na yung ibang mga sagot pala dun sa survey ko. So, sobrang dami ang may problema sa utang. Okay? I don't have the copy kasi nakasulat lang siya dun sa affirmation ko. So, itatype ko pa siya. Or again, you can have a replay of this video para ma-type, masulat nyo na lang. Kasi ako nakasulat. Mas maganda kasi nakasulat, no? Para at least mas personal for you. Para pag binabasa mo, nasa wallet siya or nasa ano. Okay? Thank you, no? Please wait for that. My email is loransky@gmail.com or you can message me sa Facebook. Sumasagot naman ako dito sa page na to. Okay? Okay ba ang insurance sa form of investment? Iba po kasi ang role ng insurance sa investment. Eh. Investment is investment to grow your money and insurance is not an investment per se. It's a protection. Okay? So, iba yon, magkaiba siya. Okay, thank you. No, thank you guys, no, kung wala nang questions. Okay? Thank you, ang daming viewers natin first episode, no. Thank you guys, no. Again, kung hindi ka pa naka-like sa page na to, please do like my page and follow nyo, may get notifications, no, para at least if ever na magkakaroon tayo ng episode 2, which is magkakaroon talaga, no, para ma-notify kayo at mapanood nyo at maka-attend din kayo doon. And again, if you have suggestions na topic, just message me in this page para malaman ko kung anong gagawin kong topic na ma-discuss sa inyo. The same time, please watch out the e-book, no, about saving and getting out of debt. No? Kasi nga, base dun sa survey na ginawa ko, out of 500 respondents, no, talagang yun yung problema nila. Utang, walang savings. Okay? Thank you, Alexi. Thank you. Same to you. Okay. Thank you, guys. And please share this video if you're watching by replay. Thank you for taking this far. No, thank you so much. And salamat po. Salamat po, Ms. Pat. Thank you for giving your precious time for me. And I hope may natutunan kayo at I hope nasulit ko yung oras nyo, no? Na nanood kayo dito. And again, I'm happy to help you and serve you. Please do message me in this page for any topic suggestions or if you have problem na ngayon about money, na pwede ako makabigay na advice, just message me. Okay? God bless you. Carlo, just message me if you need specific books, no, na title ng mga recommendations. I just want to know if it's that it's online selling ba yan or one-on-one selling. Okay? Thank you. Thank you, Ocampo. Thank you, Ocampo. June Ocampo. Thank you so much. Thank you, Alexi. Very active. Okay? And next time, siguro next episode na magkakaroon na tayo ng free book, no, or freebies sa mga active na mag-ano, magpa-participate, no? So, hindi ko lang nadala yung free book, no? So, next episode, make sure nandun kayo kasi may mga free book tayong pamimigay. Okay? Thank you so much. Good evening. Happy weekend. God bless your family. God bless your financial life, no? Thank you. Okay. Please watch the replay. Thank you, guys. No, spend time with your family. No, go out there. No, be with your family. Yan. Thank you. Okay lang, Ma'am Hazel, may replay naman to. After I end this video, we will have a replay. And for those who are watching the replay, please still comment on the section and I will answer it. No? Magbabasa pa rin ako ng mga comments dyan. No? And please share this video if you find this valuable. Let's share the blessing, share the love, share the wealth, and share this video. Okay? Thank you. And please watch out for that three free video training na ibibigay ko. Plus, may ebook yon na libre din. No? It's gonna be next week or next week. No? Watch for it. That's free sa inyo lahat yon. And of course, episode 2 natin. Abangan nyo. Okay? Thank you. And sa episode 2 na yon, mamimigay ako ng physical book. No? So, yan. Okay? Kasi ang dami kong libro dito. No? May mga doble-doble na dyan. So, I want to give it those who are watching. Okay? Thank you. Thank you, guys. Good evening. Okay, ulit. Happy weekend. No? Go out and spend time with your family. God bless. Bye-bye.